Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in?
In today's mini episode of Not Nice Clever, we are talking about finding your voice, speaking up, not staying silent, raising your hand, asking for the damn thing, doing the damn thing, and figuring out how to do that as an introvert in your brand, in your network, in your business, in all the things. So if you have been struggling to find the words to make the ask, this mini is for you. And I feel like, Candace, this is much, much needed. It's even a reminder we need from time to time. So where do we start with the Clever Crew today?
Well, when I'm thinking about finding your voice, I'm thinking about all of the experiences that you, Clever Crew, bring to the table that allow someone to understand who it is that you are. And Kat and I were talking about this with someone else right before we started recording, but sometimes you're too close to your own story to pull out the important pivotal moments, the highlights, the stories that actually can help connect you to your audience. And I've actually felt myself kind of flip-flop on this idea of how do you find your voice? Because if you would have asked me last year or before, I would have said, sit down and write out like your values, write out who you like working with, write out what your talents are and your expertise is. Mm-hmm. And I still think there's value in that. But today, when I think about my own story and how I ended up here, I go back to the time when my coach challenged me to go live every day for the 6-month container that I was working with her. And I went live 137 times in 180 days and my life and business changed forever. And it wasn't because I knew who I was. It was because along that journey, I began to uncover mm-hmm. what my unique talent was, what my voice was. And so it might be one of those chicken and egg situations, like what comes first?
Yeah.
Does your personal brand come first? Do you define it and then create the content to back it up? Or do you create the content and in that process, uncover who you are? And maybe I don't have the answer today, but maybe both of those things work.
Yeah. I see both of them as being true, you know, like we realize who we are by seeing examples of what we do not align with, right? We learn by contrast naturally, but when it's just yourself and it's you launching a business or you wanting to develop your brand, like you said, you're in it. And the only way to know what it is to actually try it on. Take it for a walk, like riff a bit, like go live, whatever that may be. Put on a new pair of shoes and see how that makes you feel. Oh, that's not you. Cool. Like take off the shoes, find another pair of shoes. And just, you won't find it necessarily unless you start using it and using your voice. You'll notice quirks that you say or phrases that you say. And this is where maybe it's helpful to reach out to some people and ask them, like, what are the things that they associate you with? Right? What are some phrases that people say all the time? Like Candace has her phrases. I have mine. That's our own language. Watching yourself back on replay, as painful as that can be, just these little things. And I think Candace, you had a really good example about this because when it comes to like finding your voice, standing out, wanting to use it intentionally, a lot of people have this idea in their minds of, well, this is how coaches are, or this is how speakers are. That was a big mental block I had. I'm like, if I'm going to be a speaker, I need to be bombastic and charismatic and like falsetto and like all of these things. But you had that moment too, but like you totally.
Oh, of course.
You've probably shared this before, but like yeah. Repetition is the mother of all skill. Tell the people.
Yeah. So when I first started creating content, when I was working with the coach, I remember watching other coaches on Instagram who spoke softly and were nice mm-hmm. and spoke slowly and all these things that are just not naturally Candace. Mm-mm. When I would go to push record and I was trying to emulate what a good coach, good in quotation marks,
heavy air quotes,
sounds like, yeah, looks like, I would have a hard time pushing record because I was acting. Mm-hmm. And that felt exhausting. Mm-hmm. But when I made the shift in my mind that I was going to talk to the camera like I was talking to my best friend, and I literally imagined her and exactly how I would say it to her, then people started to feel more connected because I was talking to my audience like they were already my friend. I was talking to my audience like they're not judging me. They want to know my opinion. They care about me. They are welcoming me. And when I approached my content in that way, the connections were built more quickly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how we approach our podcast. We are just having a conversation between two friends, and the Clever Crew happens to be here listening in and, and dropping us a DM and dropping a question every once in a while. And that keeps us going, but we're ourselves here. We're not playing a role. Mm-hmm. I've also been thinking about maybe there is value in playing a role if you're playing your future self.
Mm. But see, that I love that distinction.
Because this is where people say, oh, social media is fake. Mm. But let's think about Beyonce and Sasha Fierce. Mm-hmm. Let's think about, this maybe is going to age me, Eminem and Slim Shady.
Oh, yeah. Eminem is timeless, by the way. He's timeless.
Okay, great. But like, we could probably go on and on naming celebrities who have alter egos, mm-hmm. who have allowed them to step into this alternate version of themselves and given them permission to do that with a lot of success.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's another tool you can have in your toolkit that isn't necessarily fake it till you make it, but permission to let yourself grow into that next version.
Yeah. The way that I see that as being different and being not like fake is that you're striving to become the next version of yourself that you want for yourself. You're not looking at every other coach or every other agent or every other speaker out there saying, I want to be just like them. So I'm going to pretend like this on the video and da 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 da, right? That keeps you stagnant because you're looking side to side. But if you are wanting to personify your future self, you're looking ahead and you're like, okay, what's Kat 5 years from now going to be doing? Where is she going to be? What are her partnerships, her businesses, this and that? You know, the condo in the Gaslamp that I will own just down the street from where your condo is, Candace. Perfect. And then our podcast studio, which is probably going to be walking distance.
Oh, of course.
After we do Pilates and I like die on that reformer machine a little, right? It's different.
Yep.
I love that. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, I've been thinking a lot about that because the conversations that I have are often around worrying about what the people closest to you are going to think about you. Mm-hmm. And it's that they haven't seen behind the curtain, or they haven't seen the path that you see before yourself. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have a hard time understanding as you grow into this next version. But if you stay the course and you honor yourself and where you're going, they'll follow along, or they'll fall in line eventually.
Yeah. The right ones will.
The right ones will. That's the evidence that I've seen in my life, is that every new version of myself, the right people stay there.
Mm-hmm. So take this to heart. Take it for yourself. Try on future you. Watch yourself on replay. Ask those close to you. Find your voice by using it and let us know the results, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we love to see our Clever Crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.